Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast. My name is Chris Shatter for Viking Age, as well as Zone Coverage, Bring Me the News, and the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick, who is the managing editor of the Viking Age. We do this every Monday and Thursday right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. But if you miss us, we're available in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. Adam, I was going to come in here and I was going to complain about how we're in the abyss of football season, because I know the NFL, like they always say, there is no offseason. There's free agency, there's a draft, there's cuts, there's, to borrow another medium's terms, there's reckless speculation, right? Mm-hmm. And then Adam Thielen decided to talk again, and I think we'll lean off with that one. There was an interview, and you just wrote about this at thevikingage.com,
yep.
An article that was posted on Thursday afternoon. May 9th was the actual date of this interview. It slipped through the cracks. Nobody really picked it up. But Thielen, who is from Minnesota, had an interview with Joseph Person of The Athletic, which I assume he covers the Panthers.
Yeah, he does. He's the Panthers guy for the
NFL. That is a great pen name, if it is indeed one, because especially Joe, if you shorten it up. Joe Person, very smart.
Jane Doe,
Joe Smith, who the Timberwolves gave a lot of money to and lost all their draft picks. Anyway, just they didn't get anything in return in that scenario, but they love to light draft picks on fire in their short history, as we've seen. But
Johnny Flynn
and Rudy Gobert, more guy I'm kind of talking about. But Thielen. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set this up for you. I have a big underlying opinion about this article, and I'm just going to go.
You?
My quote. Oh, yeah, of course. Biggest Adam Thielen fan in the world. I am going to read it quote by quote. I'll stop for your opinion after each quote. And then at the end, I'm just going to make my comments, because I think a lot of people already know, but I need to. Yeah. Reiterate it. Thielen was asked about people labeling him as old. He said, "It's weird for me because it happened so fast. I feel like I just came into league and I was trying to make it for one day. All of a sudden, boom, people are saying you're too old and slow. And I'm like, wait a second, I just got here. At the end of the day, people don't watch the tape. They just look at stats and what people are saying about someone and don't actually look and see what you're doing. Adam, the floor is yours."
I mean, this is the typical, I'm not playing as well as I used to, but it's not my fault. It's because of what they're asking me to do out on the field. Maybe that's true. But for Adam Thielen, he had over 1,000 offensive snaps last year, like the most in 4 seasons. So he was on the field. He just wasn't getting open. He ranked, 83rd in yards per route run. last year, according to PFF. I think he was 96th in yards after the catch per PFF as well. His 716 yards last year were the lowest amount in his career in a season where he's gotten at least 750 snaps. And then his catch percentage was the lowest since like 2019. So those are all performance based. Like that's not like I was schemed up wrong and that's why my numbers are low. No, if you got the ball in your hands, if you got open more, you would have made more plays. And you know what? Maybe he'll be able to do better in Carolina and, you know, in their scheme or whatever. But people aren't basing, you know, he's talked about like people just looking at the stats. Okay, fine. You can look at those, but you can look on the field too. Like every time he would get the ball in his hands, he had to run 5 yards backwards to just like gain some sort of momentum, to gain any yards forward. So like this isn't just like your stats are bad. And he played 17 games last year. Like it wasn't like he was hurt. Played 17 games. You know, sure. I guess look at the tape, but go out there and prove it. And, the numbers say that it's going to be hard for him to do that. Now.
I continue.
Okay.
He was also asked about preparing his body after playing through injuries in 2022. Going into last season and for most of the season, it was probably the best I've ever felt in my career. Just physically felt explosive, fast, really confident. So I'm excited, Drink, to be able to continue off that, being able to come out of the season healthy and being able to start training right away. He continued later in the interview, the off season before I had ankle surgery. So last off season wasn't as efficient or didn't have as much time I did this off season to really gain ground. It was mostly trying to get back to square one. Adam, go ahead.
Obviously, best shape of his life. He's probably going to say that again a couple times this offseason. The Panthers reporters, that's just what you do. That's the old Matt Khalil every offseason. I'm best shape of my life. Also a former Panther and Viking, Matt Khalil.
Panther White pipeline. Period.
Let's just, for Adam Thielen's sake, let's just hope his career is not as bad as Adam Thielen, as Matt Khalil's was when he was a Panther. I mean, it's football. Guys get hurt every year. They recover. They have the offseason. Like, you needed a whole offseason to recover from your ankle injury? Maybe he did. I don't know. But if he was younger, he would probably be able to recover faster from those injuries. But he's saying age has nothing to do with anything that's been going on in his production or his health recently. So,
last quote I have out of this. on playing the Vikings, he says, and this is a little bit out of order, so I am taking these a little bit, but I mean, it's just different because earlier in the interview, he says one thing, then he says another. I have so much respect and gratitude for that organization, those owners, the staff there, everyone that was really part of giving me an opportunity to play in this league. So there's no bad blood there whatsoever. But when you're a competitor, you want to win, right? And it makes it a little bit extra. Okay, cool. Get it. Earlier in the interview, he was asked about getting a 3-year contract from the Panthers. For me and my family, we weren't looking at anything from a financial perspective. We were looking at it from proving what they were saying. If a team called and said, hey, we want you to be part of building something special and trying to build a championship caliber team, well, you can easily prove that. That's what was so cool about the Panthers. What they were saying behind closed doors, they proved it by the contract. And not just showing they wanted me here for some fill-in, show up and fill a gap 1 year and then see you later. I thought that was really cool when they say one thing and they back it up. Make it make sense! My God!
Like, he's going to have a hell of a career in politics or as a car salesman after his football career.
I am trying very hard to not be just a jackass about this whole thing. Like, yeah. Seriously, it is. Adam Thielen is one of the greatest wide receivers in Minnesota history. He will be in the Ring of Honor. He has one of the coolest Minnesota origin stories in the history sports of this stories. Franchise. Yeah, not just Minnesota, sports. Like, hometown kid, goes, plays for the Vikings. Awesome. We get it. I even understand his perspective. Mm-hmm. If he thinks he still has it in the tank and still has this high level, and he doesn't feel like he didn't have this good opportunity in Minnesota, which I don't know, like you said, I don't know if that's correct or not, but I mean, if you feel like you can do better somewhere else, go do it. That's fine. nobody here is going to be upset if you blow up with the Panthers and everything is good. Like, people will probably be happy for you because we're Minnesotans and we're like that. We love seeing one of us succeed. But my God, like, this whole like media tour, it's just like, say one thing, mean another. Say one. No, I, it was never about the money and whatever. Well, you know what you could do if you really want me a chance of that championship team? You can pay me a hell of a lot more money. That's why he took a raise last year while everybody else was taking a pay cut to, or even released. Like, it makes no sense. He talks about his ankle injury and like, oh, wow. And, you know, it all of a sudden, everybody's just saying you're old and slow and, you know, they're not watching the tape. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. They put literal chips in the shoulder pads to show data of how far you are from receivers. That data said Adam Thielen could not separate. It is GPS. Maybe there was a twitch in a satellite or whatever.
Just every game.
Every game for 17 games. They just couldn't. maybe like the chip got kind of malfunctioned and feeling sure. Shoulder pads or whatever. But I mean, none of this makes sense. None of it, absolutely none of it. And it's just like almost none of it needs to be said. And I understand why Adam Thielen did this interview, because he's introducing to himself to a new fan base who might have like, look, they might have said, hey, oh, we got Adam Thielen. I wonder what Viking fans are saying about him. And they're saying, oh, yeah, he's slowed down. He hasn't had a 1,000-yard season since 2018. All this kind of stuff. But it's just weird. It's like I said it a couple weeks ago when we talked about this. It's like Adam is saying everything politically correct because he knows he needs to, you know, he's going to come back. He's going to be in the Ring of Honor. He doesn't want to piss anybody off. Yeah. His wife was saying everything that he was thinking and just like, this is actually what he thinks and blah, blah, blah. I have no connections with this whatsoever. Like, I'm running out of words just to describe this whole media tour because it's mind blowing. It doesn't have to be like this. And it's just kind of like, you know, I wanted more money. Nobody is faulting you, dude. But yeah. I mean, am I off the rails here?
No, like, I was going to say, did you, before the offseason started, did you think you were going to be more frustrated about Adam Thielen than Kirk Cousins? Because it feels like you are.
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's just it's just a weird thing. It's a really weird deal. And
this happened I think this happened around the similar time where he was going around all those podcasts. So mm-hmm. It wasn't like he's
yeah. He mentioned Lando Frost lunch meats.
That was just thrown in there
too. It's like they're really healthy and nutritious and what
it was really
like,
important part of the article.
Okay.
But yeah, the thing about like, or it wasn't about the money, but he was like, oh, but they gave me the 3-year deal. And it was like, cause they're so committed to me. And I'm like, that's money. So like, were you going to sign with the Bills or the Chiefs if they gave you, $5 million? Doesn't seem like,
seems and like were the Panthers like committed to this championship team, or were they just desperate to get her number one because they knew they were training DJ Moore?
Yeah. Yeah, they needed like, they needed guys. That was very clear. Did the DJ Moore trade happen before free agency?
It happened after.
Okay.
Yep. That was
before the combine. Signed.
It might have actually been before free agency, like a day or two, but
yeah, but before Thielen signed for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, like you don't go, okay, I know the Panthers could be on the up and up or whatever. They have some good players. They got a better coach because mm-hmm. their coach last year was just terrible. Not the interim coach, the interim coach.
Good luck, Nebraska, but
was good.
Anyway.
Didn't they just lose out on the number one recruit or whatever? Quarterback who went.
Raiola.
Yeah.
I know it's not, I don't know his first day. It's his kid, though. The guy who used to, old center for the Lions. Yes.
Oh, okay.
He committed to Georgia like everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
I like Georgia too, and it's just
they just get everybody.
They're turned into Bama, but anyway.
But like, yeah, like I don't know. We'll let Thielen, you know, go out on the field, and you know what? If he'll probably have a good first month, and everyone will be like, "See," and it's like, all right, it's a long season. Okay, it's a long season. He's gonna be outdoors. It's gonna be way different offense than he's ever been in before. And he's gonna be a year older, but you know, he's got the entire off season. Because he didn't get hurt. He didn't hurt his ankle last year, so he has the whole offseason to be ready. And I'm about ready to be done talking about Adam Thielen.
Yes. Yes. That's why I put it on here. I talked about Adam Thielen because it's almost therapeutic. It's almost, and again, I'm not trying to be a jackass to the guy because I think he's one of the greatest. I mean, everybody that I've talked to in media that actually talks to players and all that stuff said he was always available. He was a really nice guy to talk to, and he was very helpful when it came to their jobs. But this whole, like I said, the whole thing about, well, you know, it's passive aggressive. And maybe that's like the Minnesotan in him.
It but certainly it, is. Really... Have you seen the Vikings Twitter header? It is certainly the motto of Minnesota, passive aggressive.
It's interesting you mentioned that because that kind of leads us into our next conversation, or at least for one of the players. The difference between Za'Darius Smith and Dalvin Cook. Sports Illustrated, or I guess now it's SI's, Albert Breer had some interesting note when it came to the differences on these trades. Let's start with Za'Darius Smith first, because he's already gone. He got traded to the Cleveland Browns. He called the Browns trading for Za'Darius Smith a case of buyer beware. In his article, he says, the problem is that Smith wore out his welcome in Green Bay and soon after signing with the Vikings, despite having an in-house advocate in Mike Smith. Love the word advocate, because it reminds me of Paul Heyman. So just this slime ball walking around with you. Right? Yes, they had Mike Pettine as well. Not that Mike Smith's a slime ball, but, you know, I just think of Paul Heyman teeing up Za'Darius Smith as the reigning, defending,
what was he doing?
Undisputed.
What was he doing on Monday? He was recruiting
Gunta.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Gunta in Imperium. He's got to soften up the tag champs so Roman can win the titles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he also said that it was clear Baltimore wasn't going back down that road to acquire Smith. We talked about the Smith trade a little bit on Monday, but I think the Vikings had to trade Za'Darius Smith. I didn't think this was going to be a situation that was going to be resolved with, hey, let's give you a couple extra $1 million. Like, you know, we like you here. We like your locker room presence, whatever. I think this thing turned ugly. And when you compare it to what's going on with Cook, because I think just because Smith got traded, a lot of people think Cook's definitely out the door. But he wrote, Breer wrote this. He said, Cook won't play for Minnesota at his current number, which is about $11 million. The Vikings have come close to trading him, going deep into talks with Miami a couple months back. But all along, the communication has been good, and the team has been open to bring him back on a reduced number. It wasn't like that with Smith. You know, what do you think that are the chances we see Dalvin Cook back? Because I think it's 60-40 he's gone. But that's a hell of a lot higher than I thought with Smith.
Oh, yeah. His chances of returning have always been higher than Za'Darius Smith. I think I got an email today from bookies.com or whatever that the Vikings still have the top odds to bring back Dalvin Cook. So that's significant, I feel like. 40%, I feel like. And the Patriots were second, which is random. But with Za'Darius Smith, it seemed like, he just wanted out immediately and nothing was going to want him to make him want to come back for whatever reason. I don't know if maybe he doesn't like the style of defense that Brian Flores wants to play. Maybe Brian Flores is like, hey, we're going to try and keep you more fresh. We're going to reduce your playing time. And maybe Za'Darius Smith was like, you're going to what? No, you're not. Because the Browns didn't break the bank to bring him over. He's getting paid.
They basically got him for nothing.
Yeah,
two fifth rounders. That's it.
Yeah, and I'm just talking about money. Like, they're paying him maybe $1 or $2 million more than the Vikings were. So it's not like they're like, he's like, oh, yes, I'm getting paid so much more with the Browns. No. So it's just clear. It's interesting, though, because, like, on the outside and the camera and everything, Za'Darius Smith's like this happy go lucky, bubbly kind of guy. Seems like a great locker room presence, but apparently not. Apparently, behind the scenes, he's not that. Maybe he is in the locker room. But maybe, you know, with coaches in front office, he's a little different. Maybe when it comes down to his money, he's a little more hard to deal with, which that's fine. It's your job. You want to get what you're worth, and then good for you. With Dalvin Cook, I've been thinking a little bit more today after our discussion also on Monday, and then thinking back of, I think I told you about, like, his agent was on the Ryan Leaf or podcast or whatever about, and he was asked about Dalvin.
Your moms and moms or whatever it was?
It was points bet, I think. But his agent was a little more tight-lipped than he has been in the past on other podcasts where he called the Vikings mediocre and things like that. And Dalvin still got plenty of the tank. He was on this podcast. He was like, I don't really speculate. And it's like, oh, well, that makes me think that Dalvin might have been like, hey, I might want to come back. So let's not badmouth the Vikings. Okay.
I love you, man. But yeah, come on. Like, yeah. I don't want to walk in that. Like, agent thinks we're mediocre, huh?
I feel like Dalvin would, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I feel like Dalvin would be okay if he played for like a million or two less than what he's due next year. And I think his agent might be the one who's like, no, you're worth more than that. Don't even do that. And I don't want to put words in his agent's mouth, but that's how it just interpret things. But Dalvin did post something interesting on his Instagram today, a little bit before we popped on. Just posted like a graphic or whatever. It looks like he got it from some motivational speech thing or whatever. It says, your value doesn't decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth. So is that about the Vikings? Is that about something else? Who knows? But and Mike Florio posted yesterday about like, why haven't the Vikings released Dalvin Cook yet? They could release him and designate him a June 1st. Well, there's some teams that are going to get more money after June 1st, like the Dolphins specifically. They designated Byron Jones as a June 1 cut. So they're going to get more than $13 million freed up in their caps. That makes it way easier for them to trade for someone like Dalvin Cook. They don't even have to like negotiate a reduced salary or anything. They can just get him for as he is. So I think the Vikings are waiting for after June 1st to see if they can find a trade partner. And then I feel like releasing him is probably the last resort, because if they release him, he can sign with anybody. He can sign with the Bears. He can sign with the Niners. He can sign with the Seahawks. Like whatever team he wants to sign with, he can sign with. And I think what we saw with Za'Darius was that they would rather be able to kind of have a say or control where a player like that goes rather than just give him free rein to go to a place that they might be able to help and then hurt the Vikings, next season in terms of like contending in the NFC. So June 1st seems like an important date in the Dalvin Cook saga that seems to be never ending.
Like, I just think the Minnesota's the best place for Cook right now. And I don't know. I mean, yeah. What do I know, right? I'm just
right.
Fat ass behind a microphone. But I mean, the Vikings are probably going to give Dalvin the same amount of money that any other team is going to give it. They've improved their infrastructure.
Time. Yeah, where's he going to go and be a number one guy?
Right. They've improved their infrastructure with a running game. And like I said, what team is going to give you a better situation? Like Miami's got a ton of running backs and they all have starting experience pretty much. I think they got Chase Edmonds too now. Like, I think it's Raheem Mostert, Chase Edmonds, and Devin Gain.
Chase Edmonds to the Broncos in the middle of the Bradley Chubb trade. But they did sign, like, they drafted another running back.
Okay. Kane from Texas A&M, who's like, now he's bulked up to 192. He's got, like, he's one of those guys that's got, like, track speed, and everybody's like, he's good because of that.
Bulked up to 192.
Right. Yeah. as his knees are, like, tapping out. Dallas has Tony Pollard. He's coming off a pretty gnarly, like broken tibia or something.
That could be one where he gets a lot more work than maybe somewhere else. But that's one of the few places.
And we know that Jerry Jones has no problem paying running backs. He's like, yeah, get me that Dalvin Cook. That's next, a big old
next,
name.
Next Emmitt Smith. Here we
go. Yeah. And then you have Buffalo, like Damien Harris, Latavius Murray, James Cook is there. I don't know. Two cooks and one backfield. Who knows? But too many cooks. Could be too many cooks. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. This is just a weird situation. And
the Broncos are another one.
Because Javonte Williams is recovering.
They're like, he's going to be ready for training camp. But a lot of people are like, he might not even play next year. So like, there's lots of.
I mean, that was a nasty. That was, you have your ACL tears that are just like, okay, yeah, like quick oil.
His
change.
Knee fell off, basically.
Adrian Peterson, without having Adrian Teddy Peterson's Wolverine style.
It was probably closer to a Teddy injury than Adrian Peterson injury, because he tore a lot of stuff.
Didn't Teddy like break his leg in that thing too?
He broke his kneecap.
He broke his kneecap. He tore like every knee, like his knee basically exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Non-contact though.
49ers would be like, oh, injuries.
Yeah. That's one of my conspiracies, that it was not a non-contact.
That somebody else actually rolled into him and they just didn't want to.
That just happens. Your knee just explodes. It's never happened since.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just steps into a wrong hole. And
okay.
Anyway, outside of graphic injuries, by the way, the first Mortal Kombat trailer came out this afternoon. Awesome. It's going to come out 5 days after the Vikings probably get annihilated by the Eagles. So, like, you know,
so for kids,
ripping someone's head off and disemboweling them will probably be very therapeutic on next-gen systems everywhere. Topic number two involves a topic number three. I've lost count already. It involves a talking head, Emmanuel Acho, who believes the Vikings are a top five team in the NFC because of Kirk Cousins. His list is Eagles. He says, duh, after that. 49ers, despite the fact they don't have a quarterback. Cowboys, the Seahawks, and the Vikings. His reasoning in a video says, I got to get my Emmanuel Acho First Nation going here. Say what you want about Kirk Cousins, and you will say a lot, but you cannot question his consistency. And last year, though the Vikings won several games by 3 points or less, they won several games, 13 by exact, to be exact.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you do what you do, and it is what you do, what you do. And when you do what you do, you do what you do. Brett Favre.
Have you ever seen
that's Emmanuel Acho's Brett John Madden impersonation.
Have you ever seen his like film sessions or whatever where he like records his TV while he's doing that? Like
it's like Brian Baldinger. Although like Baldy's hand comes in there and his fingers just like, oh no, I love this, but yeah, keep
Kurt Warner
away.
Kurt Warner does it pretty good.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You agree with Acho or what?
I'll give a hot take. I don't think the Eagles are going to be the best team in the NFC next year. I think something's gonna go wrong. And they're not going to be the best. Somebody else. I don't know who's going to be. The NFC is very wide open. I don't know. It could be. I have no idea. If the Niners can figure out what they're doing to the quarterback, I would feel like they should be the top team. But the Eagles, the Super Bowl hangover is real. Like, especially for the team that loses, like, and they just lost a bunch of people on defense. Now, I know they drafted the entire Georgia defense, but they're going to need some time to probably get acclimated. So that'll be interesting to see. You know, is AJ Brown going to stay healthy again for the whole season? Probably not. I would think the Vikings are a top five team. They won the division. I know everyone's so high on the Lions. And I saw today, I think Mike Martz said the Lions have one of the top five offenses in the NFL, I think. And I'm just like they lost players and they added worse players.
They have one of the best offensive coordinators.
They do. Basically. I will give them that. But yeah. They lost. I know DJ Chark isn't a huge loss or whatever, but they replaced DeAndre Swift with David Montgomery, who's okay.
Is DeAndre Swift good though?
When he was on the field, he was very good last year. Like he was hurt, but I thought he was really good.
Watching Hard Knocks and seeing him talk to Deuce Staley, and Staley's like, no, you have to hit this hole. Like, you can't get that in year three. Are you good?
That's like
everybody misses holes. I get it. But
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I just,
the guy can't stay healthy. And yeah,
it just seems like this offseason line, they're just running away with it. We've talked about this a lot in the past too. Just running away. Like they're that like super favorite for the NFC North. And I'm like, they missed the playoffs last year. and the year before. And the Vikings just won 13 games. Obviously, you know, they overachieved. Everyone agrees because they lost in the first round. But like the Vikings, there's no reason for them to either not be the favorite or at least a close favorite. Like all the odds are like Vikings are second with like plus 350. That seems like huge difference.
I'd bet on the Vikes for that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think they're a top five team. That's the NFC is just so wide open this year. I've seen some power rankings have the Vikings as like seventh or eighth in the NFC. I think Peter King might have done that. But yeah, top five. If the talent that they have, if everyone's able to stay healthy, for sure they can be a top five team. I don't think that should be too difficult for them.
Does being a top five team in the NFC excite you at all?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I need
top, yeah, cause I top mean, that's kind of, I saw that the quote and I was just kind of like, oh, cool. So we're a top five team in the NFC, which means we'll probably get bounced in the divisional round at best. Yeah. You know, some of the teams I have big questions about, like 49ers, their quarterback situation. I know Kyle Shanahan's such an offensive genius. He could just go down to the community college and get a Uncle Rico to play quarterback in that offense. But
yeah.
I don't know. You lost D'Amico Ryans. How much did he have to do with that defense?
Yeah.
That's a valid question.
Yeah.
For sure. The Cowboys. I mean, is Tony Pollard's leg good? Like we still don't know about
that. And Mike McCarthy's going to be good at calling plays.
Yeah, that's another thing that is.
Well, they hired Brian Schottenheimer, who is tremendous.
Who's going to get Mike McCarthy's hamburgers? Stay tuned. We got something there. That's a tease, baby.
I think I saw something like Brian Schottenheimer's best offense was like 27 because he's been the offensive coordinator for like the Jets and the Seahawks.
Pays to have that last name sometimes.
Oh, it certainly does.
Well, anyway, I decided to do something different, which is the list of Shad.
Oh, boy.
I decided to kind of go through and look at the – I just kind of brainstormed off the top of my head teams that are definitely better than the Vikings. And here's the list I came up with. I have Chiefs. I have Eagles. I have Jets. I have Bills.
The Jets?
So I had to think about this a little bit, but I think their defense is better than the Vikings and their offense.
What's going on with Quinnen Williams? Is he gonna?
It's a great question.
Seems like he's not. I don't think he has Jets in his bio anymore.
Yeah, he as to him, he's Quinnen ain't gonna work there no more. I don't know. I'm not drinking like Jets are going to the Super Bowl Kool Aid. I just think they're a very good team. I'm not drinking the ayahuasca tea here, but I think the Jets, if Aaron Rodgers has his shit together, they can be pretty good. But yeah.
All
right. So I have the Jets, I have the Bills, I have the Bengals, I have the 49ers. I wrote the Cowboys on here, but
they have good defense.
And they whooped the shit out of the Vikings last year. So I think that's why I put them on here because I'm like, they have most of the guys back and whatever.
With their backup. Was that with their backup quarterback too?
Yeah. Was that Dak? I think Dak played in that game last year. Cooper Rush played the year before, but
I was going to say Dak didn't have to play.
Right.
It was the Tony Pollard show.
Yeah. And I also have Lions ? They could. We don't know. I mean, you could say the same thing. We don't know about Jordan Love.
Was that 9-10 teams?
Yeah. So the Vikings are a fringe top 10 team. Hooray.
Woo-hoo.
I get you fired up for the season. If this was college football, we'd be jacked.
Yeah, but I don't know. They are in this weird place. And it seems like every year they're in this place, though, where it's like they could be kind of good, but maybe not. Like things have to go their way. And they went their way last year and then they got bounced in the playoffs. So like they're definitely not. Yeah, they definitely need a lot more pieces. Defense has to be fixed for sure. If the defense is top 15 next year, like if they can do that, I think they can be pretty tough. They could be top 3 in the NFC. Maybe they could do that. Defense is key. Because the offense is, they got playmakers. They added someone else in Jordan Addison. I think if Dalvin Cook returns, that's huge.
You know, my mom actually sent me a text after we had talked last episode. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, the Vikings are going to finish in last place. I'm like, well, last place is probably not probable. But
it's not terrible. Said, this is the year to do it.
Well, hang on. I said this. They will either win 11 games. Last place is improbable. Winning seven games is. Yeah. Like, this team will either win seven games. It's the same as every year. They'll either win 11. Seven games or they'll win 11. Like, that's the story of the Minnesota Vikings. Not good enough to be a contender, but not good enough, not bad enough to, like, suck and get a number one draft pick. And, again, the draft is random, so those don't really pan out. But, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know what to expect this season. Like, no. If Kevin O'Connell waves his magic wand and gets him to 13 wins, hell yeah, dude. Like, Kevin O'Connell's the shit if that happens. But if this team goes out there and some of the pieces they lost didn't make a difference, like, right. I mean, I could see the Vikings struggling without Dalvin Tomlinson. I think that's a move that a lot of people don't talk about because we don't know who's on that defensive line anymore.
Like, you think they'll be able to survive without Adam Thielen on the offense?
He was in the best shape of his life, even though he had ankle surgery during the offseason. Before we go down the Adam Thielen rabbit hole again, let's go to our most important topic, which is the Vikings ate some burgers on social media. Some Juicy Lucy's, a Minnesota delight. Adam, have you ever had a Juicy Lucy?
I have, but it was homemade.
It was homemade.
My wife is Italian, so she can cook. It's just when you're born, when you're Italian, you're just born. You can just cook out of the womb.
You have like a big sauce of marinara just holding it, like kind of like how Mario and Luigi just have mustaches out of the womb.
The sauce, the wooden spoon,
the ladle
when you come out.
Yeah,
She's made it before, and it's good. It's just, I mean, it just, the cheese is in the burger, but I haven't had it from like either of the two places that they had it or from like a restaurant before. I've only had the traditional burgers without cheese in the middle from outside of my place of living.
they're all right. Like, I mean, they're, like you said, the cheese is just in the middle instead of on top of the burger. Yeah. And it's usually at like molten temperatures that just burn the shit out
of
your mouth.
It's like a pizza roll, but
with meat. It's a meat pizza roll. I mean, it's all right. I mean, I had one at Burger Mo's and it was all right. Like, I don't, you know, if you come to Minnesota, you should try one and move on with your life.
Yeah, I'm from,
unless you really like them, but
like upstate New York, kind of. I was born in Rochester, but I lived in the Syracuse area, but then I went back to the Rochester where the PGA Championship is right now. I went to college out there, and they have this thing called the garbage plate, and it's what they're known for. And when you're drunk, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And when you're not, it's okay. It's like a juice. It's like, it's okay, but I'm not going to like go out of my way to
get one. A garbage plate is like just a whole bunch of food, like on a plate.
It's
right.
You can get what I usually got was mac salad, home fries, two cheeseburgers, and then they put hot sauce on it. And you can put like ketchup or whatever. And then, but they have like, you can get it with hot dogs, you can get it with grilled cheese. It's just a mixture of everything. And when you're drunk, that is amazing.
Yeah.
They give you like slices of like white bread and you can dip it and everything. It's awesome. But then the next morning when you're like, oh, I'm going to reheat this. And you're like, no, that was a terrible idea. Should have thrown this away. But yeah, like a Juicy Lucy, I'm not going to like go out of my, maybe some people, I'm sure some people in Minnesota do. Like, they're like, I love Juicy Lucy's, but like, the same thing with a garbage plate. People love garbage plates, but I'm not going to go. I'm not going to be like, I'm really, you know, let's go out for garbage plates tonight for dinner. No, not going to do that. Also, can't do that at my age right now because things don't stay in my body as long. So too much information probably, but there you go.
Well, on the team's Twitter account, the Vikings offensive line and Kirk Cousins had a taste test. It was just the weird. It is funny because Garrett Bradbury at the beginning just goes,
and Kirk,
here with the boys, Kirk.
Yeah.
Like everybody just kind of laughed. I'm like, yeah, that's about what I would assume Kirk is like. But they had a taste test between Matt's Bar and 5-8 Club in Minneapolis, who both share credit for inventing the Juicy Lucy. And this was incredibly on brand everywhere. The offensive line, they just dove right into that thing. Like there was barely any talking, whatever. Kirk,
they're like, can we eat the whole thing? It's like, it's already gone.
Is anybody going to stop you?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to pry a hamburger from
you mean Ryan the O'Neal's one bite you have left? Yeah, you can finish.
Kirk, however, needed perfect circumstances for his hamburger. He needed extra ketchup He needed pickles. The first burger was too juicy, which, what the hell, man? You just want to try a cheeseburger or what?
Did he wipe it with a napkin?
Yeah.
I don't know if he did.
But yeah. I could see that. But, and then he's like, oh, exploding cheese, which that might have been just because he's never had one before. So it just kind of like, they usually have warnings about that stuff. Like, hey, you probably don't want to dive into this thing because you'll die. That'll be it. But after a vote, the 5-8 club won 4-3. So I've never been to either. You have not been in Minnesota, so no. you obviously haven't. So, I mean, we don't have any expertise there. But I did want to ask you, what is your top burger spot? If you need a cheeseburger, where are you going? And what do you need? Do you need toppings? Do you need give me your burger takes right now? Sounded so nice.
I'm on the West Coast in San Diego, so most people be like, oh, In-N-Out, obviously. In-N-Out does make good cheeseburger. But I'm going to go with the East Coast chain, which is Shake Shack, which is also out here, which you said you didn't have. But it's just simple. It's just a burger. I think it's kind of like a smash patty style where it's kind of thinner and you smash it on there, hence the smash burger name. I think that's the restaurant. And they just give you crinkle cut fries, and I just get it with like just normal lettuce, tomato, onion. I think they have like shack sauce, which is, it seems like it's just like mayo and whatever. But if I'm going to go, and I'm pretty good with like, let's see, like the normal chains like Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King. I'm good for a junior bacon cheeseburger. I'm pretty good with that. That's easy enough with me. And then a double cheeseburger from Burger King with just ketchup, though. I'm a big ketchup guy. I don't like McDonald's. I don't. It's
an acquired taste.
Like I had it probably in the last couple of months, and I was like, why is this so popular? Like, it's not like I would much rather go to Wendy's, but yeah. Wendy's, I would go to Wendy's every time over McDonald's. I know people love McDonald's. Chad Ochocinco loves McDonald's. You love McDonald's. Okay.
Well, I will explain in a moment here. Go ahead.
But like, yeah, Shake Shack. That's my jam. And then out here in terms of like restaurants and stuff, there's a place called Hodad's. That's pretty famous out here. I think like Guy Fieri came out to it and everything. And it's like in Petco and everything. And then they have their own restaurant. So that's pretty good too. That's just normal burger with like the works or whatever. So yeah, no mustard though. Don't put mustard anywhere near anything that I eat. I like, honey mustard, but yellow mustard, no way. Get that out of here.
Yeah. I think we've talked about your mustard hatred for mustard. I divided this. See, I put a lot of prep into this. This is probably the most prep that I put into for the show today. I did it in a couple of different ways here, and I'm probably forgetting some of the spots where I've had really good cheeseburgers before, but fast food, I have a couple of takes. You mentioned McDonald's. And I mean, sometimes when you get McDonald's, it can be pretty good. Sometimes when you get it, you're just like, man, this tastes like it was made like 5 minutes ago. but sometimes you just hate yourself, or you just when you have McDonald's, like the craving just hits. Like, I need a Big Mac. I need some McDonald's fries or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know if they put a chip into your brain when you eat your first Happy Meal or whatever, but I mean, when McDonald's is good, it can be good, in my opinion. Just sometimes it's not. A lot of people say Hardee's. We don't have one in Rochester.
I don't live there anymore. That's Carl's Jr. It's the same thing, right?
Yep. Yeah. It's just a different name. There's one in Brookings. I haven't been to that one. Anytime I've gone to a Hardee's, the services suck. People are just smoking weed in the back or something.
I don't really go to a lot of fast food places because of the service, but
right. Yes. But I mean, I at least expect someone to be there to take my order. No, that is like a problem. Yeah. Like simple. I'd go in and be like, anybody here?
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
All right. Old school Wendy's is on my list.
Yeah.
It sucks now. I hate Wendy's. What? Spicy nugs are tremendous, but if we're talking just straight burgers, they did something. They changed it up.
Okay. What about fries?
Pickles are a little bit different. Their fries are good, actually, too. I'm probably making some, but like old school Wendy's, just slap big bacon classic, Dave's Double. Actually, there's a place in Brookings that's kind of like a counter place, Brittany Hemmer, who some Vikings fans will follow, she actually recommended it to me because she's a South Dakota State graduate. And when I got the job, I'm like, hey, what do I got to check out here? And she's like, you got to go to Nick's, get an old school bite. And they have these little like sliders, double cheeseburgers, and they're exactly like double stacks. Like I went in there the first time, some guy's like eating like six small slider cheeseburgers for lunch. And I'm like, must be pretty good. Little thing. They don't have fries though. So I mean, if you make the trek out to Brookings, you should go.
Even chips?
But just, yeah, they have like, you can get like Old Dutch kettle chips. So,
rather than nothing.
Yeah.
Rather than like that. I'd rather have those than sometimes places give you like steak fries. I'm like,
those are the worst.
I don't want like, all this potato.
You want to just give me a raw potato? Like steak fries are garbage.
I don't want this. I need like a fork and a knife to eat this French fry.
I'll get a baked potato next time.
You know what? Thank you. That just made me think of Red Robin, which as far as like chains go, like restaurants, not terrible, kind of deep. Have you ever been to Red Robin?
No, I have not.
It's all right. But it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a while, so it could be different. But
Five Guys, I think is overrated and expensive. These aren't really a list. It's just like my burger takes. But like, I don't know, man. Like an $18 cheeseburger for something that's kind of just.
Is that much?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably like 15 with like fries and drink. Fries.
But they give you a fries bag too, of fries.
They taste good, but. Yeah. Like a lot of times they're undercooked.
That's the thing with In-N-Out. Their burgers are really good. Fries, terrible. And they're made fresh. Like you can watch them make them. They make them fresh from potatoes. They are terrible. They taste like cardboard. Like I don't know what they. But and there's some people that love their fry. But I'm just like these are terrible. And I'm just like every time I'm like these are gonna be good. They're not. They're never.
I would have an In-N-Out opinion, but I actually went to San Francisco a couple years ago, and I'm like, I got to try In-N-Out because everybody talks about it all the time. And we were at Fisherman's Wharf, and the line was like super packed, and I'm like, I'll wait. I don't care. And my friend, Libby, he just won't do anything multiple times. So like he wanted to go to some like rent, and I'm like, I caved in because like I don't know. He was like at the end. So like this vacation, he was on vacation with his family for like 5 days. Yeah. And then I joined them the last two for our baseball trip. Okay. And like by the time I got there, like we had one fun night and then he was just vacationed out. Like
that's a long time with kids.
He was my godson Hudson was the only kid that was there, but like he's like, I need to sleep in my own bed. I need to do it. Like I was at that point in the last baseball trip we took, but yeah, he's like, I'm not doing In-N-Out. So we went to some random place along the wharf and like the burger was like overcooked and like the beer was like, it was like their house brew, but it was like really bitter and stuff. And
sure, just going like,
this isn't Mick-Olen Light. What is this?
I will say out here, I haven't had a bad meal in San Diego.
Like, no, I bet not.
I've never had a bad meal out here. Tacos, burgers. You know what? They could do better at pizza. I will say that. But people aren't going to San Diego for pizza. There are some good pizza places. We found some, but like it took a while. But like people aren't going to San Diego to get pizza.
I got a couple more takes.
Oh, yeah.
Fast food, number one on my list, Culver's. It's a Wisconsin company.
I didn't hear about it.
But it is very good. Sometimes you get a little overcooked because they make them fresh and, you know,
Butter burgers? But I mean, is that the thing?
Got the butter burgers. You got the cheese curds. They got their own root beer. Their frozen custard is really good. Some people say it's a little overpriced, and I agree with them. But, I mean, you know, every once in a while you go, you get your double butter burger with bacon, like when you really hate yourself or something.
I'm sorry. What isn't overpriced these days?
Exactly.
That's the price. Like nothing's overpriced anymore.
You can go to McDonald's and get like a cheeseburger and fries and it'll be like $8.
Yeah, dude, gas is $5 a gallon out here. Okay. Like
just a couple of boomers having a podcast.
Don't talk to me about prices. Yeah. Like whenever we pay for stuff now, I'm just like, whatever. It is what it is. Like it's not going down. It never is. We just need to make more money. I'm trying to think of some more spots. When back in Rochester, there's this place called Bill Gray's. It's kind of like a local place and kind of like a smash burger kind of style too. And they had really good onion rings. There's a place called Tom Wall's out there. That's kind of like a local chain too. And they're known for like, it's kind of like a diner, 50s diner style. And they have like milkshakes and everything. I'm trying to think of like a really good burger that I'm just not thinking of. I think there's this place, there's a chain, I think when I went to New York City, like Times Square, it's called The Counter. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but it's supposed to be, it was really, really good. But yeah, those are my burgers.
Right on.
my kids don't like cheeseburgers. I'll say that.
I'll explain what just happened after the show here. Local spots in Brookings. There is a place called Pints and Quarts, which I really like in Brookings. The burger is so juicy that it like almost slides off the bun if you're not careful. But it's not like super greasy. It's just really fresh. So I mean, that has been my go-to spot over here. And they have fries. Not to like discourage the local sponsorships, but they have fries and that's clutch. And beer. Nick's doesn't have beer, but that's fine. They have really good shakes, I've heard. Rochester, they have Newt's and Rochester, Minnesota. He's from Rochester, New York, if anybody's getting confused. But they have this burger called the Marvin's Burger. It was my go-to. You got cheddar cheese, bacon, and chipotle mayo. Like many things in Rochester, it's kind of gone downhill. But when it's done right, it's fantastic.
Oh, I got one last one. Kind of close to where I went to high school and my parents still live is Utica, New York. They're known more for chicken riggies. I don't know if you've heard of those. But they have a place called Voss's where it's like this. It's just this little booth and you get in line and you eat outside and you wait outside and do all that stuff. And they have like amazing burgers and fries. Like, and it's so simple. They toast the bun, they put butter on it, and they just give you your burger. That's it. It's good. It's so good. Just like one of those little hole in the walls things that for some reason, those places are always amazing. So that came to mind. I wanted to throw that.
Perfect. Oh, also, burger toppings, ketchup, mustard. Sorry, dude. lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles, and bacon. You can also substitute ketchup and mustard for, I'll do mayo on a burger. My arteries are probably like, dude, what are you doing? Stop right now. But
I've definitely enjoyed pickles more as I've gotten older on burgers and like chicken sandwiches and stuff more than I did when I was younger. I was like, no, this burger, my burger would be ruined if I saw that there was like pickles on it. I'd be like, no, I'm not even going to eat that. So like, but now, especially if they're crisp, that's nice crisp pickle.
Little snacker pickles.
Yeah.
The big old jar. Well, I'm going to go grill burger right now after all this. But this is the Viking Age podcast. We talk more about Vikings and hamburgers. It's just the off season.
Sometimes.
Yes. We might go into hamburgers at some other point in the next couple of months. I don't know, but we do this every Monday and Thursday right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. If you miss us, we're available in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. However you consume us, rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Shad. We'll see you Monday on the Viking Age podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.